You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First full day NCAA action.
Woo! Had a good time watching some basketball yesterday when I got a chance to watch it.
Who's out there doing your thing at the very first Thirsty Thursday at the brand new KC Daiquiri shop?
It went down last night. I should have played that.
Man.
But yeah, thank you to everybody who came through, man. We had a wonderful time. Shea Moore, ooh, she got on the mic. She was in rare form last night, baby.
Oh. Well, that was secondary to your DJing.
Stop it.
You had the party leaning. You started out a little more sexy, you know, R&B-ish vibe. And then you turned up.
You got to warm it up, Shay. You just can't come in full throttle. You got to warm it up. Yes.
So catch us on the third Thursday over there at the brand new KC Daiquiri shop, for real.
Yeah, the next one is in April, y'all. How many games did you get right?
Well, when I look at my brackets, it says I had 22 points and you got 26, I think.
Yeah, that ain't bad for you.
Yeah, but I didn't know I was supposed to fill out the whole thing.
Wow.
So, I'm out after this because I only filled out the first round.
Shay.
I wasn't thinking.
You got to go all the way to the end till you get to a winner.
I was planning the stuff for the mayoral candidate forum.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
And I was doing this at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to be a part of the cool kids. Let me get into the brackets. I've never done a bracket before.
Yeah.
But I chose pretty well. I think I only missed 7 games or something.
Nah, you missed less than that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I missed 5.
And I missed 3. Yeah, 3. Seton Hall didn't win. I picked Yale over LSU. I thought that was going to be an upset. And Louisville lost to Minnesota. That was an upset. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I picked Louisville, too. And I picked Syracuse over Baylor.
Oh, I picked Baylor. Yeah, I knew Baylor was going to win.
I picked Marquette.
Over Murray State.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked Murray State. That was an upset. 12-5 seeds. The 12s always beat the 5s every year, and I don't get why that happens, but it does. Yeah. Yeah, that's a 12-5.
I picked Seton Hall over Wofford. Yeah. And I picked...
Over Wofford.
Shut up. And I picked...
I love it.
Old Dominion.
Now tell people why you pick Old Dominion.
Because Dominion is my favorite word in the English language.
That's why.
I love the word Dominion. I do.
What is Dominion? That sounds like an old palace or something.
That's like control, authority over. I have dominion over you.
It's like hierarchy.
Just the word Dominion. That's why I picked it, but they lost.
All right, y'all. Keep it live.
Didn't we have some local teams advanced?
Yeah, Kansas.
Both of our teams.
Kansas won in a blowout. But that K-State hasn't played yet.
They haven't?
No. Yeah. Kansas beat Northeastern. K-State plays today.
Okay.
So, yeah. Go K-State!
Yay!
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Yes, Lord. Partly sunny and pleasant. Right now, you're clear 37 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Despite Michael Jackson's child abuse allegations, the icon will remain in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. According to TMZ, Jackson's name and memorabilia will not be removed from the exhibit. So Cardi B has decided to trademark her signature catchphrase, okr, okr. Was that me or was that her?
That was her.
Oh.
Okr. Okr.
So, according to E! Online, a filing was submitted under her company, which she calls Wash Poppin' Inc.
That's what I say.
On March 11th.
How she spell it? Is it W-A-S-H?
Yeah.
Okay.
She plans to produce paper goods, clothing, t-shirts, sweatshirts, pants, okay. shorts, jackets, footwear.
Get your business straight, Cardi.
As you continue to play it, it started getting on my nerves. Like, it made my eyes cross when you played it.
I can see why, though. You can only take that, like, once every hour or so, if that.
Ow. OMG.
That's my favorite one.
Ow. R. Kelly's ex-wife, Andrea Kelly, and her three children apparently will be joining the cast of Growing Up Hip Hop in Atlanta. The new season's also going to feature T-Boss, DeBrat, Waka Flocka, and his wife, Tammy Rivera. Andrea will be on the show coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. I guess we could ask her live and in living color if that's true, or is this just
hype,
fake news?
That could get real interesting if they're on there, for real.
Why?
You know, just with the firestorm that it is R. Kelly right now, and we can get some insight into the children and how they grew up and what kind of father he was. Or is, I should say.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out soon and very soon.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I am mad because I have not seen my grandson in 6 months.
Whoa, what's going on?
Well, the baby mother won't let us see him because her and my son got into it over something, you know, that wasn't even worth all this. And she don't understand that she's hurting my grandson, you know.
This is true.
She doesn't understand the sign of the family at all. He's missed his brother's birthday. We want to see him. I've tried to reach out to him. My daughter's tried to reach out to him. The other grandma, she's never responded to none of us.
Y'all just going to be like a thief in the night, like Sandra did on the Cosby Show one time, and just go steal him.
No, what they got to do is go to the court and get something in place legally that she has to abide by. That's what Stacey Shore say. She said that she can help people put the paperwork in place because they can't defy a judge's order.
Well, that's true. But, you know, when you have kids out of wedlock, you're not married. Neither one of you really have custody. You have to go through courts to get custody.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So he might need to do that so that you all could be, you know, in the child's life. I just don't understand. And I know that a lot of women are hurt out there. You know, a lot of times we think that a relationship is going to work. And a lot of times we're banking on things going a certain way. But if that man is not dangerous, if that man is not going to put your child in harm's way, let them see the kids.
He wants to take care of his son. That's what I'm not understanding. You got men out here that don't want to do it. So why turn away the ones that do?
Who is this?
My name is Letitia.
All right, Letitia, I hope that everything works out. Y'all contact Stacey Shore because she knows the law.
I sure will.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, y'all too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
My phone stayed bunking yesterday. My friends were asking, is Brian okay?
Oh, man.
They were very concerned about you. Shouts out to my girl, LaShonda. I'm going to go hang out with them this weekend. She gave me the directions to where we're going to hang. And then she was like, by the way, is Brian all right?
I wasn't.
If you listened to the show yesterday, we tried Original Juan's Beyond Insanity hot wing sauce. And things at first were funny to me. I was dying laughing. If you listen to the or even look at the video on our Hot 103 Jams page, I was dying laughing. And then things turned sideways. And you began sweating. Uh-oh.
It's kicking. It's kicking, but okay. As I proceed to
now,
go
this
on.
Is the granddaddy. This is the one that made
Shay Moore. I'm telling you right now, fam.
But I didn't put a lot on it because I was scared for you because I didn't want you to. Ooh, you all right?
I'm hiccuping. I told you when I eat hot stuff, I hiccup. I ain't playing.
All right. So this is live on the Hot 103 Jams page.
I'm gonna fast forward a little bit.
Why are you smacking?
Come on, man. Go to break.
No, like, what are you feeling?
Go to break.
No, wait a minute.
It's hot. Shay.
Huh?
Go to break, fam.
So describe what you were feeling and when things changed.
It changed after my second bite. I took one bite of that.
You did, and then you went back. I watched it again. I don't know why you went for that second one.
Because I ain't no punk, that's why. But, yeah, so immediately after we went to break, which I begged you to go to break and you didn't want to go, I got up. I had to run down the hall because I had needed some paper towels for my mouth, and that didn't work. So you went to go get some cold bread.
Yes.
And that didn't work.
Oh. Right?
Yeah, so then my stomach was absolutely on fire.
I touched your back, Brian, and it was heat emanating off. I'm talking about steam heat was coming off your back like a locomotive.
I didn't feel none of that. I just,
my
stomach was just in absolute pain. I didn't know if I needed to go to the hospital or what.
He really did say, I think I'm going to have to go to the hospital. And I said, oh my God. Then I started feeling bad.
I was
thank
just like,
God it went, it yeah, passed.
It did. It did like 5 or 6 minutes of that. And I was good after that.
I went on the Original Wines page and somebody was saying that they had done the same thing. And they said that even though you know you're not going to die, you almost want to.
Yes,
is what the person
said. That's exactly
said.
What it is. That I said, Lord, take me now. Get rid of this pain however you need to get rid of it. But I just want to get it done, fam. And you wanted to give me some milk. I said, dog, leave me alone. All right, just let me sit here. Milk is not going to do anything for this right now. Nothing. But thank the Lord it passed through and I survived and I am here to tell a story for it. I'm not you and your bright ideas. I told you, never again. First attendant booth, now this.
Listen.
I'm not doing this stuff no more with you.
I'm your big sis. I know what's best for you.
No, you don't. You know what's worse for me.
You enjoyed that tanning bed because you went more than once.
First off, no, I didn't.
You did too. We went twice.
No, I didn't.
You are a liar, and the truth is not in you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, we have a very special guest in the building who is in town for the She Group second annual empowerment brunch, which is going down tomorrow. I'm so excited about the wonderful foods that we're going to be eating.
Mm.
I don't know. Do you eat?
I don't. I'm vegan.
You're vegan?
Yeah, I'm vegan.
Okay. So yeah. take those off. Okay. So you're vegan, Andrea Kelly. And how long you been vegan?
Almost over 3 years now. Almost 3.5. But I was vegetarian since high school. Did pescatarian for a while. But that's just who I am. I don't... As a kid, I was that weird kid that ate my vegetables first. My parents said, you didn't really eat your meat, your chicken. I just wasn't one of them kids. So for me, the transition has just been, it's been a lifestyle for me. So it wasn't hard.
How you feel about that, Brian? I could feel your spirit was leaping over there like, no brisket, no burn-ins.
No, no.
More meat for us.
No, but it's wonderful. It's good for you. Make your skin pretty, your hair and your nails strong. Like, I love it. But again, it's been a lifestyle for me. So for some people to make that transition, and if you are an avid, like, meat eater, you would be miserable.
Mm-hmm. So yes. Understatement.
So the first time I saw you dancing. And your form is just almost like a sculptor clayed it.
Oh, thank you. Dancing, that's what I've been doing since I could walk. My parents said I crawled a little bit, stood up one day, bottle in my mouth, and first thing I did was dance. And have been doing it ever since. And probably every single day I do some form of dance, even if it's just in my house, if it's a little choreography, stretching, Pilates, some form of dance I'm going to do every single day.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's my safe haven. It's my love. It's my passion. It's my happy place.
So choreographer Andrea Kelly, and you know, everybody knows, ex-wife of R. Kelly. We're going to come back and continue talking with you about your journey. I just found out that you signed on for Growing Up Hip Hop.
Oh, God.
Is that true?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. You join a health club, okay? You join a book club. You get cast for a show. Okay. There's a difference. So I'm going to need people to stop acting like I went to WeTV and got a membership and joined Growing Up Hip-Hop.
No, I wasn't implying that.
No, not you. But I'm saying for the ones out there who had their hater tots this morning with their orange juice. Mm. The ones who drink Haterade when they're on the treadmill in the gym.
They're not vegan.
That's not what happened. But we'll talk about that when we come on back. I'm going to get them right on together.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
11:22. Look for highs in the mid-60s today. Partly sunny and pleasant. Right now, you're clear at 34 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. Actress Kidada Jones, that's the daughter of Quincy Jones, is 45 today.
Uh-huh.
Singer Stephanie Mills.
Love her.
You've got to slow down.
Oh, you put in her.
Show me. And I like to know you better.
You don't know nothing about that.
Maybe next time.
Miss Kelly looks like Stephanie
Mills.
She
really does. Yeah. Big old bright smile like Stephanie Mills.
Thank you.
Huh? 62 years old today. Uh-huh. And Grammy Award winning jazz musician George Benson is 76.
So give me the name.
I told y'all I was going to get you to dance a little bit. You jigging in your seat.
Happy birthday to everybody born on March 22nd. I'm mad you ain't going to shout out, Laura Who? Winslow. Laura Winslow.
I didn't know how to pronounce that second name, so I just left it at that, Brian. It's how cool. You pronounce that?
I don't know.
Ming.
Laura Winslow.
How you pronounce that, Andrea Kelly?
It's a rare condition.
What you said?
So Tuesday night, I went to the advanced screening of Jordan Peele's new movie, Us, which will be in theaters on today. And everyone was asking me, Shay, what did you think of the movie? It was very entertaining. Lupita Nyong'o's performance was off the chain, but I was super duper confused about a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hoping that they put out some crib notes soon so I could understand what some of this stuff was about.
Yeah, let's call the cops.
I did. They're 14 minutes away.
What? 14 minutes? Okay. Jason, give me the bat.
What bat?
The baseball bat, the bat. There's one in the
car. Here.
Thank you.
Gabe.
All right, hold on. I got this. Let's try this again.
Gabe.
Now, I thought I already done told y'all to get off my property, okay? So if y'all want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
That was funny. That scene was funny, even though it was scary at the same time. Uh-huh. M'Baku.
How many popcorn bags would you give it out of 5?
3.5, just because when I'm not sure of what's going on, it befuddles me. As I was driving home, I was like, why did they do Hands Across America? What did that have to do with anything? Why did everybody have on red jumpsuits?
You are a harsh critic.
No, I wasn't being harsh. I was just totally confused. And so,
yeah.
But it's worth a go and see. Don't bring your churn, no, child. Because they was in there killing.
For real?
Child, bye. They was in there slashing and killing and killing and slashing. But I like slasher movies.
Oh, my God. You would like them.
I do. Yeah. Kodak Black took to Instagram Live on yesterday and compared himself to Tupac Shakur, the Notorious B.I.G., and my baby father Nas.
I'm the hardest young... I'm the hardest rapper in the game, I promise. Like, when you talk about me, you should put me in a category of, like, Pop, Big, Nas, them... Like, you feel me? Like, really listen to my shit. I don't care about how I act, like, on the ground. Like, you feel me? The blog say, ask about me in the streets. Ask about me in the streets. I'm a real one. And I spit that fire. And I'm action for real. And you feel me? All that good. But I see y'all sensitive as so can't even vibe how on the vibe because y'all sensitive. So I can't even be bugging her on the internet because y'all gonna think I'm crazy.
Now, he spit that hot fire like Dylan.
Now, I mean, you know, Pac in his heyday, he was wilding out too. Like, he was spitting at cameras and doing all types of stuff and, you know, shooting police officers. But that's as far as it go. Like, fam, you can't compare yourself to Tupac and Biggie. That's just too far for me.
He ain't been around long enough.
Yeah, fam. Yeah, just stop it. I noticed the younger generation, they like to do that. You know, they put out something that, you know, for a couple years or so, and all of a sudden, you the greatest of all time. Let's stop it.
You ain't been around long enough. Young Buck.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up next hour, we're going to be talking to Emma Hall. She's a 9-year-old Olathe girl who is looking for a bone marrow donor. Mm. She's got a drive happening on tomorrow, and we're going to open up the airways to her and her mom. Hopefully, we'll find someone to donate.
Yeah, we got to help her out.
It's simple. All you got to do is get your mouth swabbed, so you don't have to get no injections. They ain't going to pull nothing out of you that day or anything.
Yeah.
Excited to have the beautiful, talented Andrea Kelly in the building.
Yes.
Choreographer, mother. Yeah. Beauty, cutesy. We've been having a really good conversation here, just getting to know her better. You know, so many of us in the industry, we didn't know that R. Kelly was actually married until you guys were getting ready to get a divorce.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we started seeing you on
Hollywood Exes.
Yep. And then I hear you just signed. Were cast.
Thank you, darling. She was cast. You don't sign on for a show. You sign up to join a membership. You get a gym. You sign up to be in a book club. You don't sign up to be on a reality show. You don't walk into no network and be like, oh, where do I sign up for this show? You get cast. So clearly you have to have something interesting about you, your brand, what you're doing for a network to come to you, ladies and gentlemen. You can't pay. You don't pay fees to get on a reality show. You get cast. But again, that's for all of those that think they know so much and stay on my social media just so you can know how the process works. But you probably won't get cast for the show yourself.
Ooh.
But you'll be watching. Okay, so what were we talking about?
Growing up hip hop.
Yes.
Like, you know, so much of your personal story is already out there. How deep are they going to get with you and your family?
Well, here's the funny thing. Growing up hip hop is about the children of legends, musicians, be it rappers, R&B, hip hop. So the focus is really my daughter, Buku Abai.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not me, but of course they're going to show who are the parents of these children before they show who the children are. So it's really focusing on her, her artistry. She sings, she does visual arts, she's in fine arts. I mean, it's really about my daughter, but for whatever reason, people have chosen to make it that it's just Drea signed on for Growing Up Hip Hop. How can you grow up hip hop? I'm already grown, people.
Mm. That's a good point.
It's like people don't have common knowledge. Growing up hip hop, oh, she does have children with this man. Oh, it must be about her children. But people automatically took it negative, and I signed on, and you know, I just, hey, that's
how
what
do you
I did.
Deal with people who hear your story, naturally side with the person who they bought music from for years, or someone who they got their first dance to their music, or maybe made their churn to his music, mm-hmm. and then they automatically discount your story. How does that feel?
You know, I don't take it personally because I know that people don't understand how to separate the two. There is the persona, which is R. Kelly. There's a person, Robert. That's who I was married to. So they're connected to a persona, what they see in a video, what they see in an interview, what they see in a magazine. So they have no idea that Robert, the man that I had to deal with, they will never see him. They will never know him. They know nothing about him. So I just don't even take it personal. It's at a certain point, you could lead a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink, and you definitely can't make them bathe. So if you don't believe it, then my story's not for you. It's for the ones who believe. It's for the survivors. It's for the ones who need to see my story in order to make it out and get to the other side of it. So when you don't believe and you don't care, I don't have a problem with, but here's my thing. If you're going to be a fan like that, be a fan to the end. You hear me? Don't support him. Come on my page, talk crazy to me, and you're going to be a fan for life. Well, help him pay his child support for life. Be a real fan. Start a GoFundMe for him. Open up a Cash App, or you can make me an authorized user on your Chase account, Wells Fargo, wherever you are. Be that fan, because if you're going to support to the point you come on my page talking crazy and everything I should do and shouldn't do and why I didn't do, support him financially too. Help him pay that child support, and he won't end up back in jail. How about that?
Whoa.
The ether.
I'm trying to tell you, this woman is real beyond belief, Brian.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Monday, we begin the mayoral candidate forum. We'll be talking with all candidates. We've sent notices to everybody on Monday. Alicia Kennedy, Phil Glenn, and Steve Miller will be on the show. You can go to kprs.com to submit your questions. We got Andrea Kelly in the building. Ciao!
She's providing that fire this morning.
You a lot. I'm just, you know, I'm real. I can't live my life to satisfy everybody. I can't. I won't. You're here for the second annual Women's Empowerment Brunch.
Yes.
Presented by the She Group 2016 Main Event Space. It's happening tomorrow morning. I'm blessed to be the host. So we've kind of been connecting and talking. You've got a huge, strong spirit. Mm-hmm. You stand up for yourself.
Yes.
And so when we hear about the abuse, it leads people to say, well, how can someone as strong as Andrea Kelly become a part of a domestic violence situation?
Yeah. Well, like I was sharing with you, I say that we're all trees. Branch leaves fruit root, and we look at the fruit of people's tree, but we don't understand the root of their tree. And for the root of my tree was the first time I ever saw a man be abusive was my grandfather, and he was a Baptist preacher. So God, love, and pain were all one to me at a very young age. So if a man of the cloth is abusive, surely a man of the world is abusive. So I end up in an abusive relationship with Robert. His behavior was not foreign to me. And people think, oh, well, why wouldn't you leave? Well, I grew up in a household where a man is verbally abusive, physically abusive, and my grandmother got up the next day and made him breakfast like nothing ever happened. So fast forward. That is the seed that is planted, that is the root of my tree. So the fruit of my tree is I end up with an abusive man. He's abusive, and I get up the next day and make breakfast like nothing ever happened. It's what I've been taught. So no, it's not foreign. It's not something that you wake up and go, hold on, this isn't normal. You go, oh, okay, well, that's what my grandfather did, and he was a Baptist preacher. You're the closest thing to God on earth. This is how it's supposed to go. But thank God I had the father that I had, that I had a point of reference, that I had something to go, well, wait, my dad has always been respectful to my mom. My dad has always taught me I was special and a prince. He's never called me stupid, never pushed, never shoved. So thank God I had that. And that was something that was always in the back of my mind and in my soul and in my spirit that I could reach to say, this is not okay. But it was actually my daughter, Joanne, the reason why I left. Wow. He was verbally abusive in front of her, and she said, you know, daddy, why are you being mean to my mommy? Why are you talking to her that way? And his response was, your mother know what she did. It was like a light bulb went off, and I said to myself, if you stay, you are signing her name on a contract she never read. If you stay and she ends up with an abusive man like this and you tell her to leave, she's gonna say you're a hypocrite because you stayed with my dad all those years. And the last thing that came to my mind was, what if she doesn't make it out, Drea? What if she ends up with an abusive man and ends up in a casket? Wow. You have the ability to change her life so that she is not a little you watching your grandfather like you did choke and abuse your grandmother. Are you going to set her up for the same thing? And that's when I was done. It wasn't anything physical. It wasn't a big scene out of what's love got to do with it. It was the fact that he was verbally abusive, and that is the beginning. And most women don't realize the emotional, the psychological, and the verbal is what you've been in long before it gets physical. Physical is the aftermath of all the abuse you've already been in, and you don't even realize it. And that's when I was like, oh yeah, this is the beginning of the end.
So we're going to unpack all of this at the brunch, Brian. There are so many women who can identify with the story that you're telling right now. Mm-hmm. Who of us have not experienced either witnessing or being involved in abuse, unfortunately?
Yeah.
You know,
well, unfortunately, as little girls, we're conditioned to believe that abuse is a part of relationships. Mm. When we were little and a little boy would pick on you or pull your hair or kick you, what's the first thing people would tell us as little girls?
He must like you.
He must like you. So we have been conditioned as little girls to believe that love involves some form of violence against us. And we have to break that cycle. We have to stop letting that be the narrative to little girls that's how love and affection starts, with something physical and harmful to you. Then you grow up. As grown women, we don't know the difference between what is a concerned man and what's a controlling man, because they look the same. We're told when you become a wife, you can't dress like that. Your husband's not going to want you to dress like that. You can't hang out with your friends no more. You know, you're going to have to start staying at home. Okay, so now you get with the controlling man that says, you can't dress like that. You got to stay at home. You can't hang out with your friends anymore. Well, as young girls and women, we've been conditioned to believe that that's what we're supposed to do. When you find a good man, he's supposed to be in control of every aspect of your life, and you're supposed to adjust to make him happy, because that makes you a good wife or a good woman. So now I don't know the difference between a man who's concerned about where I am and a man who's controlling where I go, because I've been taught he's the same.
Mm. Wow, that's deep.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So we've got Andrea Kelly in the building. She's in Kansas City for the weekend. You've got a sexercise class you're doing tonight. Sexercise. And then the She Group presents the second annual Women's Empowerment Brunch, of which I'm hosting. So we're going to continue our conversation and hopefully heal some women who have been going through situations.
Yes.
You've gone through such a traumatic experience with your life. And, you know, moving forward, what's the number one thing that you have learned that you can apply to yourself today and to other ladies?
Bet on you and you'll win every time. Listen to that voice and be okay with your flaws. And I would say, for women who are listening right now, if you are in a situation and you're trying to think, should I leave? Should I go? Is this abusive? What's going on? I can't find myself. I say, take fear with you. Don't wait until you're brave enough. Don't wait till you have enough money. Don't wait till you get that job. Use fear as your fuel. Make that your catalyst to say, this feeling that I feel when I lay next to this man, if I'm in fear of you, I shouldn't be laying next to you. If I have to be in fear of everything that I wear, I should not be with you. If I have to be in fear of, did I say the right thing? Was my tone correct? I should not be with you. Use fear as your fuel. That's the thing that is going to ignite that fire in you to choose you to leave. And you have to leave it all. When I left, I had $2,500 in one duffel bag.
Mm.
I left maids, Maybachs, nannies, in-ground swimming pool. I left it all because it wasn't worth my life. And at the end of the day, the story I want women to walk away from when they look at Drea Kelly, honey, if Drea Kelly could leave nannies, Maybachs, and R. Kelly, you could leave Darnell a bus pass and a PlayStation.
Mm. That's facts, though.
It's the real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the real. It's so many women out there going through far more for far less.
Mm.
Bet on you every time and you will win. I know it's deep. I know it's a lot. And if you got to pull your car over on the side of the road, it's okay. Take a breath. Bet on you. And know that your intuition, what that inner voice is telling you, that this isn't right. You may not be able to put your finger on it, but sometimes you have to go back to the root of your tree. It's not right, and you're not sure why it's not right. Look at your childhood. Is it something you saw your mother go through? Is it something that you saw an uncle do to a girlfriend? Is it something that you went through in school with a teacher? Typically, the abuse that we've been in and we stay in is because it's familiar. It's something we've been taught. It's something we've been shown. So when you go to the root of your tree, you will understand the fruit of your tree. And that is going to help you get a grasp on, okay, now I know that I'm not crazy and this isn't and not in my head. What's the next step? I will say this for women. If you are ready to leave or contemplating leaving or wanting to leave, make sure you have the essentials. You will need your birth certificate. You will need your children's birth certificate, your social security card, your medical records. Why? Because when you leave and you need to get an ID, if all of that is still at the home that you share with your abuser, now I have to go back and get that, or I have to figure out how I'm getting it. Make sure you have money set aside. Make sure you have a plan of action, and make sure whatever you do, Don't fall off course. If you got up every morning and made your abuser coffee, make him coffee even on the morning that you're leaving. It becomes a fatality 9 times out of 10 when women are leaving. That's when they lose their lives.
We're going to continue this conversation tomorrow, 10 a.m. at the 2nd Annual Women's Empowerment Brunch. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. Andrea Kelly, it has been a pleasure talking with you. I feel as though I know you better. So many people look at you and we've made snap judgments about who you are. And I'm grateful that we had an opportunity to actually learn more about you and actually see you as a woman and as a person.
Why, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, it takes a real woman to say that. And people do. They make snap judgments and they go off of what they think they know. But you don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about me. And again, I'm okay with everybody not liking me. I'm not on this earth for people to like. But what you will do is respect that every time you met Drea, she was real. I come from the heart. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm real. This is what it is. And I'm okay with you not liking me, because liking everybody liking you is about me satisfying your curiosity. I'm not here to satisfy people's curiosity. I'm here to save lives and change lives and stand my ground.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:25 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny and pleasant. Right now, you're sunny at 35 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Just finished a in-depth conversation with Andrea Kelly, who also verified that she will be appearing on Growing Up Hip Hop with her three children.
That was live on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. You can't catch that nowhere else. Exclusive.
Also, T-Boz DeBrat, Waka Flocka, and his wife, Tammy Rivera, will also be on the upcoming season.
You know what? I didn't know that TLC was, you know, so young when they started doing music. I was like 6 or 7 years old when they came out, so I thought they was like grown women. But yeah, they were... What, in their teens? Late teens. Yeah,
so. Most definitely. Cardi B has decided to trademark her very famous catchphrase. Okr! 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 Okr!
Does that mean, like, that's okay, right?
Right.
Okr!
Can you make your tongue roll like that?
Nah, fam. I mean, you know. And, in the right setting, you know, maybe.
Okay. There you go. There you go. So she filed.
Somebody eating Mexican food. What are you talking about? What you talking about?
She filed the paperwork because she plans on coming out with clothing. T-shirts, okay. Sweatshirts, pants, shorts, leggings, skirts.
Okay.
Anything she can put on.
Okay.
You buying some of that?
No.
Merchandise, no?
Oh, no! Now, she can give me some, and I'll rock it, but I'm probably not going to spend my money on it.
Hell no!
Love & Hip Hop Atlanta star Tommy Lee is back in jail after showing up to her child abuse hearing drunk.
She go to jail more than DMX. She do.
Can't with Joe!
I hope so.
So she has a drinking problem. That's come out on the show. Yeah. And most of her arrests seem like drinking has something to do with it. We hope this young lady gets help.
Yeah, and it's definitely
for that
not
problem.
Funny.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We had a slot set aside for a 9-year-old from Olathe who is suffering with a form of cancer that she needs a bone marrow transplant for. I got an email from her mom, Alyssa Hall, and she informed me that her vehicle had a dead battery, so they wouldn't be able to make it from Olathe out to the radio station today. But this is still a worthy cause that we want to make sure that folks know about, Brian.
Yes.
So she needs a stem cell transplant. And my sister, Racine, had a stem cell transplant about 4.5 years ago.
Right.
And she was able to be healed with that stem cell transplant. So they're looking for folks to come on out and get their cheek swabbed. That's all you have to do. When I was in college, I was a part of the National Bone Marrow Registry as well. And Brian, they actually called me about 10 years ago.
Yeah, see, a lot of times with these type of deals, there's this stigma that, you know, you got to go through needles and got to go through all this other hard stuff to actually help out, but you don't. And so this is good to know, because I'm just now learning about this today. And all you have to do is get your cheeks swabbed.
That's
so,
it. Yeah. They put it in file. And if you match anyone who needs bone marrow, then they reach out to you. Unfortunately, I'm a diabetic, so they were not able to match me with the person. And man, that hurt my heart.
And you told me that this is like, is it race associated? Like,
it is. Yeah. Only Black people can donate to Black people.
Right. And that's why it's important.
Yes, this young lady is Black. She's been adopted by white parents. And so I'm sure her parents would love to have given their bone marrow to her, but they are not matches. So what we need is for folks to go out to the Life Mission Church tomorrow from 1 until 4 o'clock. It's located at 2400 North 81st Street in KCK. I'm going to post this up on all of our socials for the station. So if you're in that area, or if you just want to make a special trip to be able to save the life of this 9-year-old, we would so appreciate your help.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.